My life is unconditional love. My life is unconditional love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you instant illumination. My life is unconditional love. What makes my life unconditional love? What makes me unconditional love? What makes me experience and know unconditional love every time I turn around? Every time I waken to unconditional love. Every time I go to sleep, I say, I am unconditional love, I am peace. Every time I walk through the pathways of my life, whether I greet my friends, or whether I greet neighbors, or whether I greet the weather, whether I greet the sky, whether I greet my plants in my yards, whether I greet my pets, wherever I am, whomever, whatever I greet in my life is unconditional love. And how wonderful unconditional love is. Unconditional love is to love, as one said, to go on teaching forever without becoming weary. Love is to go on teaching forever without becoming weary. Well, I don't teach anybody. I don't teach anyone, and I don't tell anyone how to live their lives. I just live my life with unconditional love at every turn. I live my life with unconditional love because I love everyone in the world. Everyone in the world wants beautiful things for me because I want beautiful things for me. Everyone in the world wants me to have the finest clothing. They want me to have the finest gadgets. Oh, do I love gadgets, don't we all? Everyone in the world wants me to have beautiful, wonderful things. Well, my birthday is coming up April 2nd, and I'll be 25 again. And on my next 25th birthday, I will experience wonderful gifts. But the greatest gift is not the gadgets that I get, the physical objects that I get. It's the unconditional love that I have returned to me because I first sent it out. I first love everyone in the world, and all they send back to me is unconditional love. Now, some people look at the unconditional love coming back to me and they say, Herb, how come you didn't get a letter from that person because you sent them one and you're always so nice to them, but they don't seem to respond to you? I'm not here to be responded to. I'm here to love. I'm here to love everyone, whether they respond or not, whether they know I'm alive virtually or not, because I'm here to respond to everyone. And in responding to everyone, I am here to be their total expression of goodness, their total expression of all that is peaceful, of all that is right. I'm here to be that, because that's who I am. That's who I am. I am that wonderful, glorious realization of all that is good. I am only that, and it's wonderful, and it's truly magnificent. This is where I am. I live my life in unconditional. My life is unconditional love. I don't need anything from anyone, because I look out on the world with my unconditional love and I see it reflected back to me. Again and again and again and again, it's reflected back to me. Again and again and again, it's reflected into my heart and my being. My life is unconditional love. I look out and I see the beautiful sunshine. I see the beautiful mountains surrounding me. I live in this lovely valley, far valley. And it is a far valley, away from all the sounds of all the world, only the sounds that I choose to have. When I hear a car, I know it's a friend coming to visit. When I see the birds flying in, I know they're coming to sing a song for me. When the cloud comes overhead, I know it's over there as a lovely shade for me. And then when the sun comes out, I know it too is a lovely vitamin D for me. Vitamin D? You think in those things too? Well, I think in everything. My life is unconditional love. And it's not given to me with conditions, nor do I give it to others as a condition. I give it only totally, fully, beautifully, in every marvelous way, because that's who I am, and that's what I am, and that's why I am. I live my life in unconditional love. Someone comes along and stubs their toe, and they say, I stubbed my toe. I say, all is in divine order. Oh, you're heartless, you're cold. No, I'm not. Stop right now, whatever you're doing, and think with me. I'm unconditional love. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Think all is in divine order. When you begin to think all is in divine order like I do, every thought of hurt, every thought of lack, every thought of limitation, every conditional thought in your life is gone. And you live your life in unconditional love. That's what it means to be in divine order. To be in divine order, we're living our life in unconditional love. We're living our life not wanting anything from anybody, anytime, or anywhere, but just being. The monks at the monastery love to serve me, and I'm honored by their desire to serve me. And my life is unconditional love, and they're always serving me in a wonderful way. And then there are times that I sit down at the table and they want to serve me. And they forget to ask what I'd like to drink, or they ask and then they forget to serve it. They get so busy in all the other things they're involved in, and they forget that their one task is to serve me, as far as I'm concerned. Their one task is to serve me. Their one task is to give me whatever it is that I choose in life. Now, I'm not being greedy. I'm not being bad. My life is unconditional love. I give out. Now, if the girls would say to me, if the monks would say to me, Herb, fix your coffee, take whatever you like. The coffee table is right over there. I would do it. Herb, have a cup of tea. It's right over there. Herb, the water is on the table just for you. Herb, everything is there just for you. Help yourself. And I would say, thank you. And I would get up and help myself. And I would never sit waiting. But when I wait for other people to come and serve me, for other people to come and help me, they sometimes forget. They sometimes don't do that. And is this conditional love that I think they don't do it? No. I just do without. I go without the coffee, or I go without the tea, or I go without the drink, whatever it may be, if they don't ask. Because I'm perfectly content. I'm not even thinking I want it. I delight in it. I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy it. But I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't feel that I have to have it. Because it is always right for me. It is always divine for me. I live my life in unconditional love. My life is unconditional love. I want nothing, I need nothing, but I have everything. And everything is always presented to me abundantly, beautifully, marvelously, and it is always there. My life is unconditional love. No conditions in my world. No conditions in my life. No conditions whatsoever. And how happy and how glorious and how wonderful I am. Because this is the truth about me. This is all that I am. And this is all that I will ever know. And this is all that you will ever know when you live your life unconditional love, as I know my life is unconditional love now and forevermore. How beautiful it is. How wonderful it is, and how true it is.